You're listening to the Realized Empath Podcast, where we get real about loving and stumbling through our sensitive lives with your host and holistic counselor, Kristen Schwartz, who helps redefine what's possible for an empath who embraces a path of self-healing.
Welcome to the Realized Empath Podcast, where we are going to explore the depths of our sensitivity, unravel our power, and learn how to navigate this busy world while still staying true to our authentic selves. I'm Kristen Schwartz, and I am here to guide you on this journey. Today, we're going to talk about something many of you will understand, and some of you will realize for the first time that you struggle with this: high functioning anxiety in the highly sensitive person. So I want to first start out and say that I have been MIA for the last 2 weeks. And I want to let you know that I myself am a highly sensitive person and an empath. And the way that I run my business sometimes is, you know, when you get to that point where you need rest, or I'm noticing when things in my life outside of my business are getting really busy and need my attention, sometimes I will skip an episode or two so I can care for myself and get my energy back where I have something to give. So I'm glad to be back. Thank you for being patient. Let's dive into high functioning anxiety and how that manifests in the highly sensitive person. Anxiety, it's a word that we all hear often, but when combined with high sensitivity, it takes on a new dimension. High functioning anxiety isn't officially recognized in medical textbooks, but it's very real for those who experience it. And I will shout this from any rooftop, that your realization, your intuition, your connection to your body, you knowing yourself, is much more valid and important than any degree that someone might get who may put themselves in an expert position over your experience. So how you experience life and how that feels for you, you are the expert. So when we're talking about high functioning anxiety, think of it as like an engine that keeps you moving, but it comes at a really steep cost. It's a constant hum of worry, planning, and overthinking, and it makes you feel like everything is urgent, and unfortunately, it makes us feel like everything is about us. So imagine this: a friend's energy shifts, or maybe they haven't replied to your text, and your mind whispers, oh, they must dislike me, or maybe someone acts coldly and instantly you think it's because you've done something wrong. This inner narrative where every external change ends up reflecting your worth or your actions, it's exhausting and it's relentless, right? So it's this race for peace that we're on. We want inner peace, but the finish line keeps moving further away. It's like it's just outside of our grasp. For highly sensitive people or empaths, this anxiety is compounded by our innate ability to absorb the emotions around us, right? Our sensitivity to the subtleties means we're constantly processing our feelings and everyone else's. And it's like having a dozen browser tabs open in your mind, each one, let's say, streaming live videos of different emotions. So our desire to fix everything, right? We want to fix everything because we want to ensure our harmony, that peace that we're searching for. And where that stems from is a beautiful place, but it comes with a heavy, debilitating burden. I remember a day when a simple, can we talk later text, maybe from a friend or a partner, would spiral me into hours of anxious overthinking. It wasn't just the fear of potential conflict, but the intense and immediate belief that I had somehow failed them, And what I would do is that evening, I would find out nothing was wrong. Nothing was amiss. And all it was is that the other person wanted to share good news without distractions. And what I realized is my high-functioning anxiety had me coloring my perception and turning just neutral situations into these emotional minefields. And knowing this ended up being half the battle. So recognizing that this relentless drive, this constant planning and worrying is actually anxiety. So then what's the next step? The next step is developing strategies to manage it, right? So of course, we can't manage it unless we're honest with ourselves in the present moment about what's going on in our head, especially as a highly sensitive person. So first, I talk about this a lot, but grounding is so important for the empath and the highly sensitive person, and it's transformative when you do it consistently. A lot of times, highly sensitive people and empaths can be so in our heads, right? Because we're tuning into everything, we're dissecting everything, we're trying to figure out where that's coming from, what's going on, and we spend more time up in our head than we do in our body. So simple practices like mindful breathing, connecting with nature, or physical activities. Like I just came out of the gym right before I recorded this episode for you because I want to be able to return to the present. I want to be able to reduce overwhelm. I want to be grounded in my body and not all up in my mind and my head when I'm wanting to connect with you and I'm wanting to pour energy into what I'm creating. So second is setting boundaries. And it's okay to limit your exposure to situations or individuals that can trigger your anxiety. But remember, the long-term plan is not avoidance. Our triggers are actually gifts. And I know there's a lot of you that are going to raise your eyebrows at that, but we are responsible for our triggers. They actually guide us towards opportunities to heal more deeply. They point us to what needs our attention. And if we're constantly avoiding our triggers, we're really avoiding our expansion and growth. So yes, remember saying no or I need space is not just self-care. It's actually an act of self-respect. And also know that there's going to be opportunities in there to expand your window of tolerance and mindfully accept triggers and welcome them when you're ready for growth. Last, you want to cultivate self-compassion. You want to come up with a practice of self-compassion. So speak to yourself like you would a close friend when you're facing some of those challenges that ignite that anxiety. You want to be gentle, using understanding words. Figure out what words help you soothe your mind, right? Remind you of your strength and resilience. And this isn't just like saying things just mindlessly, like, I'm okay, when really it's, you're not noticing any real change in your body. I want you to really tune in to what words soothe your nervous system. I get it when the race for peace feels out of reach, but it's not about crossing a finish line. It's about finding your pace. High-functioning anxiety and high sensitivity are part of your journey. But they don't define you. They don't define your path, right? Your path forward is not all figured out for you and you're a victim in your high sensitivity or the high functioning anxiety. Each step you take toward understanding, managing, and embracing those aspects of yourselves are steps towards peace. Like incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine, not as another task to check off, but as a moment to truly connect with yourself. You want to explore creative outlets to express and process your emotions. And most importantly, you want to build a support network that understands and uplifts you. Let's explore mindfulness a bit more. It can be a light for those of us that are navigating the craziness of life and high functioning anxiety. But mindfulness isn't just about sitting in silence. It's an active engagement with the now, with the present. It's a way to declutter the mind. for empaths, practicing mindfulness can be, it can be like putting on noise canceling headphones in a crazy busy room, right? Where the energy is just all over the place. And suddenly the external and internal noise dims down, right? And that's what we want. We want to leave you with clear thoughts and a sense of calm that you can access wherever you are. So I want you to consider bringing in mindfulness. So maybe you do it through meditation apps, maybe you already do it through journaling, or one of my favorites, maybe you do it through walking, right? Through mindful walking, through nature walks. But I want you to pay attention to the sensations under your feet when you walk, the rhythm of your breath, or the sounds around you, right? This isn't about erasing anxiety. It's about learning to move through it with grace. You know, our ability to be mindful or our ability to know when we need grounding is all about connection, right? Connection for highly sensitive people can be both a source of joy and anxiety, right? But finding your tribe, those who understand and share your experience, can significantly lighten your load. One of the most beautiful moments I had with my other retreat goers when we were in Costa Rica in January was the moment when the other women realized how quickly they were able to be vulnerable and connect with strangers. Because when someone else gets you, it's like you drop down your armor really quickly. Connecting with others is about quality over quantity. And a few deep understanding relationships can offer huge support and validation. So I want you to start by exploring communities online, joining support groups, or attending workshops on sensitivity and anxiety. Sharing your experiences and hearing other stories is incredibly affirming and healing. And remember, vulnerability in the right environment is not a weakness. It's a pathway to deeper connections and self-acceptance. I've said this before, but I have a forum on realizedempath.com where it's free to join. And there's a lot of empaths and highly sensitive people in there. And you can talk, chit chat, get to know each other. So if you want to head over to realizedempath.com and join the forum, I invite you to do that. Remember, your sensitivity is not an obstacle. It's this amazing quality about you that allows you to experience the world in vivid color. Yet when we're talking about the context of high functioning anxiety, it can feel like a curse, right? And the key is balance. You want to embrace your sensitivity, but that involves recognizing your limits and nurturing your inner world. Create a sanctuary for yourself, a space or practice where you can retreat, recharge, and reconnect with that amazing essence inside of you, whether that's through art or nature or music or spirituality. Find what replenishes your soul and make it a non-negotiable part of your life. Building healthy habits is fundamental for managing high-functioning anxiety. This includes physical activity, which can greatly lower anxiety levels, and it also improves mood and boosts overall health. But it's more than exercise, right? It's about establishing routines that anchor you, provide comfort, and bring you joy. Whether it's a morning cup of tea in silence, or reading before bed, or a regular check-in with a friend, these habits build a framework of stability in your day-to-day life, making the unpredictable waves of anxiety much more navigable. It's important to note too, as you're building healthy habits, I want you to take note of what habits do you have right now that you do every day that you know, if you're honest with yourself, don't feel good and actually create anxiety. I'll share one of mine. I tell myself that in the morning, before I get out of bed, maybe I'll get up, brush my teeth, wash my face, and then I get back in bed because it's so cozy. And then I tell myself, oh, I'm just taking these 20 minutes to myself, and I'll grab my phone and I'll answer emails, or maybe I'll do an Instagram post. But if I'm really honest with myself, those 20 minutes that I do that, when I'm done, I feel drained. I know that it serves me better to allow myself to wake up, brush my teeth, wash my face, take care of myself, go out and get nourished and hydrated. But I've created this habit, and I also tell myself untruths to keep myself in that habit. So not only do we need to build healthy habits, but we need to be honest with ourselves with what habits we have that aren't healthy, and we need to start navigating away from those too. So all the strategies that we've discussed are powerful, and there's immense strength in seeking professional support too. Therapy, particularly with a professional who understands high sensitivity and anxiety, can offer you more personalized strategies and deeper insights. It's not about finding a quick fix. It's about building a toolbox of coping mechanisms and understanding the roots of your anxiety. If therapy feels like a big step, start with workshops or books focused on anxiety and sensitivity. The goal is to provide yourself with the knowledge and support that reinforces that you're not alone in this world, in your journey. As we wrap up this episode, I want to remind you that navigating high-functioning anxiety as a highly sensitive person, as an empath, is going to have ebbs and flows. It's about continuously learning, adapting, and growing. The path to peace, remember, may seem elusive, and I get that, but it becomes more tangible with each step of understanding, self-care, and connection. If you resonated with today's episode, I invite you to explore further. Reach out for support. Join our empath community, where we dive deeper into these topics. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And together, let's spread understanding and compassion. Thank you so much for spending this time with me and for being open and vulnerable. You're not just surviving, but you're learning to thrive in your beautifully sensitive skin. Remember, you are enough, exactly as you are, and your sensitivity is this beautiful, amazing, unique aspect about you, and the world definitely, desperately needs it. Until next time, take care of yourself, honor your feelings, and cherish your incredible capacity to feel deeply. Goodbye for now. And remember, the Realized Empath community is always here for you. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Realized Empath podcast. Revisit past episodes or contact Kristen at realizedempath.com. Did you love this episode? Please share it with a friend. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, sensitive souls.